This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The NFL season starts 2 weeks from last night, Baltimore at Denver on the 5th of September. It's going to be a big deal, as befits the $9 billion a year business that the NFL is. But with all that income comes a headache or two. The NFL and one of its broadcast partners, ESPN, are getting some blowback today. ESPN has pulled out of an investigative project with Frontline on PBS about head injuries in the National Football League. The league, we should say, denies pressuring ESPN in any way about that project. John Orand is the media reporter at Sports Business Journal. John, it's good to have you here.
Thank you, Kai.
The NFL is known to be vigilant, shall we say, in protecting its brand.
Correct. It's called the Shield. They love to protect the Shield. In fact, that's one of the reasons that they started their own network, the NFL Network.
Right.
And what's ironic is that on the NFL Network, they do cover the concussion issue, and they hired a veteran on-air broadcast reporter and Andrea Kramer to cover that issue. So they're not scared of this, and they're not shy of this. So that's what makes this, what happened, so much more confusing.
ESPN pays the NFL $1 billion a year, $1 billion a year to carry their programming. Does it make sense that they would be sensitive, I suppose?
Oh, absolutely. They pay them $1 billion now. They just signed a deal that goes into the next decade that pays them close to $2 billion a year. And it includes highlight rights, and it includes the Monday night football games. This is big business. And we're picking on ESPN, but it's big business for Fox, mm-hmm. and it's big business for CBS, and it's big business for NBC as well. The NFL has talked to all of those networks about some of their programming. What's making this situation so unique to me is that it's so rare that this gets public like this. I think that the last time that I can really think of something like this going public is back in 2003 when ESPN had Playmakers, and everybody refers back to that.
Right.
And it's been about 10 years since then.
Remind folks what that was.
Playmakers was a entertainment show that ESPN had produced that was loosely based on the NFL. It was about a football league, and it involved steroids. It showed players taking drugs. It showed abuse. It just showed the whole underbelly of the NFL, and the NFL hated that, and they pressured ESPN to stop it, and ESPN stopped it.
This does not, just journalistically, it doesn't look great for ESPN.
Journalistically, this is a huge black eye for ESPN, absolutely. I think that it shows that ESPN bowed to some sort of pressure that was given by the NFL. And I think that's a real shame, because ESPN has spent the past couple of years hiring some of the best sports journalists out there. They have taken people from the New York Times, some of the best newspapers, in order to get in there and cover these types of topics. What I'm going to be looking for is whether those reporters that came over find this untenable, because they're hireable people. And if they start to leave, then we'll know that something's up.
Can ESPN have it both ways, though? Can they be broadcast partners with the NFL and then do solid sports journalism beyond highlights and scores of the day?
That is literally the billion-dollar question. I think they can. I think that there's enough of a division between the business side of ESPN and the editorial side of ESPN. But the problem is that it's all called ESPN. Nobody suggests that 60 Minutes and CBS News kowtows to the NFL, but CBS also pays $1 billion for the rights to carry the NFL games as well. But there's a stark difference between CBS News and CBS Sports. With ESPN, ESPN News is ESPN. ESPN, the business, is ESPN. You hold Bob Lee exactly the same as, the people on First Take who argue about Tim Tebow.
John Orand, he's the media guy at the Sports Business Journal. John, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.